You ready?
Let's start.
Okay. So first things, I had a look through obviously your cash management system. And looked at all the activities, and that's obviously impressive to see the amounts of different activities that you've done across the 18 months.
Yeah.
The sports, the service, and then a lot of obviously dance, showcase and stuff, and creativity. So it's amazing. The amount of time and effort that goes into those is huge. The only thing I need you to do is just add in a reflection link for your high school dance company.
Oh, it just started, so I still don't.
So that's just the one that we need to do.
Okay.
So obviously we're coming to the end of season 2 now, so just add that in when we get there. But otherwise, I've also gone through all your reflections and stuff, and I mean, we've reflected extremely well, and obviously looks very good in terms of what you've learned through the CAS experience, and you've taken a lot away, I think, from each of the different activities. So at this stage, I think you've met all our learning outcomes and completed that CAS, which is obviously very good. So just to think a little bit more about what you have done. So just starting up, we'll look at some of these questions. So how do you think you've made a difference in the communities that you've been involved in? Whether it's local, college, global, etc.
So for my service, right, I've had like a circus club, which it was due to COVID that we couldn't interact with the local students like outside of the school. But then we also had like shows in school, so like we had shows internally in school. We performed for like the students during the UWC days, and like these events, I think it can like inspire other people, make their day. And I think it was one of the things that was very memorable, because after the show, I've had a lot of people who were like, that was really cool, it was really fun to watch. I think making people's day through the skills that you have earned throughout the year is really rewarding, and I think it can make an impact to the community about like how, I think it's just like happiness, you know, well-being of people. Yeah, it was something that could make a difference, I guess. Yeah.
So how do you think your Tango's experiences now beyond high school, what has it taught you, do you think?
I guess like I think it's like more like I've learned to how to like, I think I've learned the enjoyment of giving back to the community. I think it's something that I could continue doing on wherever the new communities I go to. Obviously, I have learned a lot from others. I think it's the opportunity to give back to people in the community is very important, and I think that's what I can like keep my focus on when I go to like beyond UWC, you know, when I go to universities. Something I can do.
Okay, that's great to hear. So if you had to pick across all your CAS experiences, I know it says 3, but one or two moments that you think are big turning points or memorable moments for you?
For me, grade 12 Culturama. So like I did 2 Culturamas in grade 11 and grade 12. I think the grade 12 Culturama was very memorable for me, because I think it was like a both challenging but then also fun. So it was a balance of both. So in Culturama, it was obviously our last Culturama, and it was very like sad. But then at the same time, you had the workload that was hitting you, and I think it was like a balance between how to like manage both your time and your workload at the same time. But you want to dance, have a good memory for the last Culturama. I think like this kind of like balance between like the time management, I think it was like something that I really struggled, but at the same time it was something that I learned to do. So it was something that was like key moment.
Key moment. I think that's the time management, especially with such an busy schedule as alone, and then to take on all this other stuff is very impressive. And obviously the time commitments that go into Culturama and those type of things is huge. What do you think your biggest obstacle was, and how did you overcome it through all your efforts?
I think one of the biggest one was when I was in grade 11, my first year of IB, I led a dance with my partner I had a dance showcase. And then I think that was when I had to work with the younger grades as well as the older grades. so grade 12 and grade like 10 and 9 in the same dance group. One of the challenging things that I thought of being a leader is because you have to be inclusive of everyone. So like even the grade 9, there was only one grade 9. There were like 3 grade 12s. Now we had to make a community where a group of dancers where people have same passion, but then it's like different levels of knowledge and like, you know. So it was like very hard to try to keep everyone inclusive, especially grade 9, because there's only one grade 9. And I think it was something that me and my partner both struggled, but at the same time we were planning so that, you know, we have an opportunity where the grade 9s, grade 10s, grade 11, grade 12 all could interact in the same dance group. And I think it was also a struggle to try to keep it together, I guess, because grade 12s are obviously busy, but we, at the time, we've never really experienced what grade 12 feels like. And there was a lot of conflict as well, because grade 12s are like, oh, I can't come because I'm very busy. But then we wouldn't understand what it's like to for the grade 12s, as well as like grade 9s who might feel scared to come into the group. I think it was something that I really important that I learned. But I think it was like very challenging, but very rewarding at the end when we all came as a group. Even after the dance, we still talk as a, you know, our dance group called Chicago Group. We just like call it like that. It's very nice to
That's
have
amazing it. Because yeah. I think that's always when you're leading a group, it's never easy. Mm-hmm. But then when you've got such diverse people in the group, mm-hmm. it's always hard to get them on the same
yeah.
kind of mark. Yeah. You all want to achieve the same goal.
Yeah.
But it's, if you don't have a relationship with everyone, then people are going to feel isolated.
Yeah.
So what do you think the key thing is if you move forward again and you're leading teams in the future?
Mm-hmm.
And we have that diversity and the difference between people. How do you think you can bring people together?
I think the fact that what was lacking at the moment, at the time when I was leading, well, I didn't know what it felt like to lead a large group of people. I think I was lacking the ability to like accept other people's schedules and like other people's like situations, I guess, because of the conflict that we have between the grade 12s and like how, yeah. So I think if I were to lead again in another different kind of group, even maybe like beyond UWC, I think I would be able to like understand from this experience, like understand that people are in different situations. I would be more, I think, open-minded. I would keep that in mind next time so that I can, you know, smoothly lead a group.
Okay, that's good. So obviously if we think back, you've reflected a lot on the different learning outcomes, etc.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to pick one or two of those learning outcomes that have stood out for you through all your experiences, what would they be and why?
I would say showing commitment and perseverance in the cast experience. That was one thing that, well, I think, yeah, I think that was it. When I was like doing circus or like even any like cast activities, like dance, I've done quite a bit of dance. I've had football experience. I also did like circus. All of them, I think, connects back to like commitment. I think your passion towards it is really important. And I learned that through like these, like being into the group. So like if I wasn't very interested and I was in the group, it wasn't fun. But then I think this cast, because you get to choose what you want to do, right? The whole cast experience, I think it helped me to like understand what it's like to actually commit to something in your busy times. And the enjoyment of like being committed to it. I think commitment was something that stood out to me during the whole, even in this like really hard times in the IB, committing to something really like, I think it was like also like stressful relief as well at the same time. So I think, yeah, it was
amazing. So if you look at that now and you're saying the commitment, how busy it was, etc., what do you think got you through this? How did you, if you had to give advice to somebody that's starting now, what would it be in terms of managing their busy schedule, etc., and their commitment?
I honestly think that if you want to like do like, I think get through cast, I guess, in your busy time schedule, I think knowing your own schedule is very important so that you don't put too much in your plate. Knowing what's coming ahead, so planning ahead, I think, is very important to get through. Especially if it comes to like overwhelming times when you're like, oh, I'm so busy, but I still need to go to dance or like football. I think that's when you push through with the people in your teammates, your dance groups, where when you talk about the issues that you have, or like you're feeling struggling to like go, or like feeling I guess like motivated to finish, or like yeah. So I think that's when your people around you can help you. So like actually talking to people around you might be a good idea sometimes too. I think because other people also feel the same way. Yeah, so I think it's like something that can really help you.
I think that's an amazing advice, because I think people too often are too quiet. We kind of think we're suffering and we're struggling on our own. And we go, oh, I'm the only one. Everyone else looks relaxed. Everyone else can do all of this. Why am I so stressed? Why am I so busy? But everyone's in the same boat. Yeah. And when you talk about it, you go, okay, this is normal. And I think that's good for people's well-being, and it's good for everyone to open up and talk like that. It's brilliant. Last one. If you had your time again, started CAS again, would you do anything differently? Would there be different experiences you would have liked to try?
I think for this whole CAS, right, I think it was something that I've been doing since grade 9. So I've always done like Kotorama, dance showcase, football. Circus was fairly new for me, but other than that, it was more or less like these things I've done before and things that I already know that I enjoy. But I think... one of the things I could do was like being in a new team. Maybe like instead of doing football, I would do another sports that I've never done before. But I think one of the things that kept me back from doing it was because of the how much I know that it's gonna be really hard. So like I wanted to motivate myself to finish it. But I think something that I could do is like challenging myself to do new things, being in a new group of people. Maybe even if I'm uncomfortable at first, maybe that's something that I could learn at the end, like take something out of it. So
I don't know, you signed up for basketball and unfortunately you got injured and that's kind of ruined that.
Yeah.
But I think that's good advice, and I think that's what CAS is about. It's about taking those risks. So look, I think through our conversation, I think it's evident that like you've done so well through this and learned so much. So that's brilliant.
Okay.
Well done.
Thank you.